RG.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, I guess it's just a tough day to be from North Carolina on any number of fronts. Just a tough day. Usually, I love being a North Carolinian, and I still do, truth be told. This is Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you, as always. If you want to watch the show, by the way, new on Facebook now. We're live streaming on Facebook. Hello to our Facebook friends out there. And live streaming there so you can watch the show if you want to use your smartphone or if it's just easier with Facebook because, you know, let's face it, we're all on Facebook fairly regularly. So that might be an easy way for you. Or you can listen live through the website, c2atoday.com, or you may be listening on the Truth Radio Network or one of our other great affiliates, maybe down in Tampa or out in Wichita, Kansas, or up in where else? Nashville, Tennessee, our friends in Nashville and up in Michigan. So, but the Facebook thing's kind of fun. And then during the commercial breaks, then we talk on Facebook. I just can interact with the folks on Facebook. That doesn't happen when you're on radio or on the live stream if you're listening through the website. So just on Facebook, a little bit of extra content there and conversation that we can have together. But today, yeah, tough day to be a North Carolinian on any number of levels. Of course, there was the basketball game last night. Now, I am, just cards on the table, I am a graduate of the University of Illinois, okay? So not a big ACC guy. That you're looking for the big ACC, Duke, Tar Heel, NC State, Wolfpack, yada, yada, all that stuff. Not me. Not very interested in that. I graduated from the University of Illinois, so I'm a Big Ten guy, so we played sports and got a good education. Oops. So last night, of course, I watched the last 5 minutes of the game because that's what people that aren't true sports fans do. But boy, what a last 5 minutes. Incredible watching Carolina and Villanova, and thought there for a second. But come on, tell me, at 4.7 seconds left, all my Carolina friends out there, you thought, you were thinking, all we got to do is stop them. 4.7 seconds, I mean, what can really happen? Well, you can lose the national championship in 4.7 seconds. Villanova proved that. So it was a bad night for Carolina. But today, now, you know, going through the news ever since we passed this, insane, hateful legislation known as HB2, where we actually want to make sure that only men are going into the men's room and only women are going into the women's room. So ever since that happened, it's just been an all-out assault on North Carolina. So PayPal, we're going to start with that. And then I've got a list of, this is a huge list of corporations that have come out absolutely against not just the governor, not just the lieutenant governor, Dan Forrest, but really the whole state. And PayPal, which is choosing to pull out of what they were going to do in Charlotte. But, you know, they don't want to invest here because we're these hateful, terrible people that want to protect, well, you know, our portion of the 30 million young women in America, 15 or 14 and under, from any of the sexual predators that are out there. By the way, and I'm hoping you'll memorize these numbers as I have at this point, 30 million girls in America, 14 and under, okay? And then there's 157 million women in America, period, with young girls all the way up to whatever. And then, I'm even more concerned about the younger girls, okay? 30 million of those. We have over 840,000 registered sex offenders. Those are just the ones that have been caught and are now registered sex offenders. And so that's the real crux of this bathroom bill and the bathroom discussion, the gender discussion, is not the 700 or so thousand people that are dealing with the gender issue. I'm trying to be compassionate about that, and we can't just ignore that fact and the realities that they deal with every day. But the 30 million girls, 14 and under, a much bigger issue in terms of safety, sexual molestation, and all that, and the registered sex offenders out there. The numbers take you down a road where we did what we did in North Carolina with HB2 and political ideology and not caring about the welfare of these other people, at least to a certain extent, it would take you down the gender neutral road, which is very dangerous and gives another open door to sexual predators. And in me and my house, we're going to say no way to that. So PayPal goes ballistic. Okay. So just listen to this, because this is going to show you what this deepening divide in America, this cultural divide in America. So here's one story. Now follow this. This is PayPal. Okay. Massive company here. PayPal. The new law perpetuates, this is from the CEO, Dan Schulman. The new law perpetuates discrimination, and it violates the values and principles that are the core of PayPal's mission and culture. As a result, PayPal will not move forward with our planned expansion into Charlotte. They were going to do a new global operations center in Charlotte, North Carolina, here in my home state. 400 people in skilled jobs, spending, a ton of money to build it and set it all up. So now they're saying, we're out of here. This is from the CEO's statement, Dan Schulman. This decision reflects PayPal's, now listen, deepest values and our strong belief that every person has the right to be treated equally and with dignity and respect. Really? These principles of fairness, inclusion, and equality are at the heart of everything we seek to achieve and stand for as a company, and they compel us to take action to oppose discrimination. So they're all about equality and fairness and against discrimination, except when it comes to one group of people, and that would be, well, you. You and me that hold to a solid biblical worldview, that hold to a Christian value system at any level, if it's based on the Bible, by the way. And so inclusive, fair, non-discrimination against for everybody except us. So to put it in more crass terms, the homosexual community has done a great job of coming out of the closet, and now the Christian community, the traditional values community, being shoved back into the same closet. So, now the shoe will be on the other foot, right? And there is some value in that for us, I think, as we deal with our public witness. But overall, look at what PayPal's doing here. So they're pulling out of North Carolina saying, to heck with you guys. I have a letter here. You can see it on Facebook. This is a letter from Equality NC and the Human Rights Campaign signed by a bunch of big corporations. I'm going to run you through that one to see what they say. And because these corporations that I'm going to share with you right here on this piece of paper, that's the future of America, corporately speaking. And to see what they think of this type of activity is amazing. So here's the other side of the PayPal coin. They will not do business with us creepy people here in North Carolina, but they will go to, wait for it, Cuba. So they're wanting to go to Cuba. Schulman, the CEO, this is a big statement they put out, because check this out, there's $2 billion in cash sent from the USA to Cuba every year. Now, a few years ago, PayPal bought a company called Xoom, which facilitates, kind of like Western Union, they facilitate these cash transfers. That's 3% of Cuba's gross domestic product. So they're willing to go to Cuba, where they don't really like homosexuals much. I'll get into that. But they're not willing to come to North Carolina. And that's just PayPal. Wait till you see who else is on this list against North Carolina, against people like me and people like you. What do we do with all that? We'll talk about that, too. This is Steve Noble with Call to Action. We'll be right back. Yep, I'd rather go do business in Cuba than North Carolina any day. Right? It's just insane. Cue the Twilight Zone music, because that's becoming more and more normal. Freaked out, weird, upside down, bizarre. What's good is evil. What's evil is good. Right out of the pages of Scripture. That is the new norm here in America. And so we're just exposing that, talking about it every day, trying not to be all, bent out of shape and you well up, your righteousness wells up and you're thinking that you're like Jesus in the temple and you want to just start throwing over the tables and all that stuff. I get that. That's the pull of the culture war, which I was very good at and still engaged in, and talk about this stuff and read it and study it all the time. But now, as it gets worse and the days get darker, that gives our witness an opportunity to be all that much brighter. But how do we do that? Is that by yelling louder, passing stronger laws, getting engaged, getting out there, protesting, or are there some other elements to it? And that's what we continue to talk about here on Call to Action Radio. This is Steve Noble, your sometimes humble host, and I appreciate you being here. By the way, a lot of people viewing on Facebook, which is totally cool. And that's awesome. So if you want to watch the show, and then we talk during the breaks while I talk, and they can interact on Facebook, though. That's a really cool option here now for Call to Action Radio. So that's really cool. So back to this. So they don't want to do business, PayPal, in North Carolina, but they do want to do business in Cuba. So again, I was just explaining this a few years ago. PayPal bought a company called Zoom. Zoom does all these cash transfer kind of things. Like you would normally think if you're my age or around that or older, Western Union, moving money around, wiring money, all that stuff. So Zoom. So down in Cuba, $2 billion with a B, it's like government money, $2 billion in cash is sent from the USA to Cuba every year. That's just a lot of people, family members sending it down there. Why? Because Cuba is a communist dictatorship nightmare. And PayPal would rather go there and do business there than do business in North Carolina because we passed the HB2 bill. Wow. Boy, nasty people. The way they play that is we're discriminating against, they throw the whole lineage in there, LGBTQ, they throw it all in there. This bill was all about really protecting mostly women and younger women, even a bigger concern, just because of their fragility and lower ages, from giving sexual predators more access to public bathrooms and showers and such. Because now a sexual predator, if that law had gone into place, which it would have last Thursday, would have said, okay, if you gender identify, you're a guy, you gender identify as a woman, then you can go use the women's bathroom. There's an obvious problem there, right? Whether it's a 16-year-old who's not in control of his hormones and his testosterone and he thinks it's funny and he's going to go in there and try to take a peek, or that it's a serious sexual predator, of which we have over 840,000 of them registered in America, but even more that haven't been caught yet, right? And so here's what PayPal is doing. They're pulling out this huge 400-person international global operations center. They were going to go into Charlotte, spend all kinds of money, would have been good for the economy. And they're saying, nope, nope, you guys are terrible, nasty people in North Carolina. We're out of there, yet they'll do business in Cuba. Listen to this. Just last month, however, Shulman, that's the CEO of PayPal, was recently exploring business opportunities in Cuba, where it was once a crime to be gay, and those involved in this deviant lifestyle, quote-unquote, were sent to prison and labor camps. Things have vastly improved for the LGBT community on the island. By the way, let me just check, because I don't want to assume. Do you know what LGBTQ stands for? Do you know? Lesbian, bisexual, gay, transgendered, queer. The list gets longer and longer, okay? On the island nation in recent years, but it's far cry from, well, rainbows and butterflies. This is from a story in townhall.com. Quote, the reality of the LGBT community in Cuba is very different from that described by the international media, Ignacio Estrada told Foreign Policy magazine. We live under constant government surveillance and harassment while at the same time being manipulated for political purposes. Yep. What a nice place for an inclusive, no discrimination, all about equality business like PayPal to go do business in and make money. Why are they there? Because what matters to them more? Making money or taking a stand for their principles? Clearly, making money. Which takes me to this other thing. This Human Rights Campaign Equality North Carolina letter, which if you're on Facebook, you can see it. It's right here. Dear Governor McCrory, we write with concerns about legislation you signed into law this week. This is a couple weeks ago. House Bill 2, which has overturned protections for LGBT people and sanctioned discrimination across North Carolina. It's an unbelievably inaccurate statement. Put simply, HB 2 is not a bill that reflects the values of our companies, of our country, or even the overwhelming majority of North Carolinians. So speaking of the values of the country, I've got a Quinnipiac poll. We're going to get that in the second half of the show. Here it is right here. Quinnipiac poll just came out April 5th. And talks about the deep dissatisfaction among U.S. voters with what? With the country. What they believe about what in Republicans versus Democrats is a real eye-opener for many people. It didn't shock me. I don't think anything shocks me anymore. But it's very telling about where we're at with this cultural divide and what's happening in America. And before we finish the show today, we'll turn the corner and say, okay, what do we do? We're Americans. Most of us are patriots. Most of us are conservative. We love the country. And we say we love the Lord. We're born again Christians, many of us. What do we do? I'll get to that. Back to this letter. So here's the thing. Check this out. Listen to the people. Listen to the corporations that are represented on this letter. So they came back. Discrimination is wrong, and we believe it has no place in North Carolina or anywhere in our country. The message beneath that, we won't tolerate it anywhere. Their idea of discrimination, by the way. As companies that pride ourselves on being inclusive and welcoming to all, except for people like you and me, we strongly urge you and the leadership of North Carolina's legislature to repeal this law in the upcoming legislative session. Now, check out the companies, just a few of them, on this letter. Okay? Just check out a few of them. Levi Strauss & Company, Barnes & Noble, Kellogg Company, Northrop Grumman, Apple, GE. Let me go back to Apple for a second since it just came up. Apple, Tim Cook, very out, homosexual, pressing hard. They went after Indiana, Mike Prince. They're going after North Carolina. They're going to go after Mississippi because the bill that they just signed there, which I have to look some more into that bill because that one looks like it might be a little over the line. But you know, some place that Apple does do business where there's actually stores? Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, where they chemically castrate, imprison, and sometimes kill homosexuals. They have stores. The last I looked, it was like 10 or 12 or 13 stores, Apple stores in Saudi Arabia, including Mecca, where they systematically capture, torture, chemically castrate, and sometimes murder homosexuals. So what's more important to Tim Cook, the CEO, homosexual leader of Apple? Obviously, money. It's not the principles. Otherwise, how could he in good conscience do business with any country like Saudi Arabia? Horrible human rights violations against homosexuals specifically. I'm not even talking about Christians or any other group besides Muslims. But how do you do? And with Iran and the sanctions that we lifted, thank you, President Obama, with all of that, guess what? They're looking at picking up some business and stores using other stores in Iran to do business. Iran, which is even worse than Saudi Arabia when it comes to the treatment of homosexuals. So to me, every time Tim Cook speaks up about anything in America, sir, you have no moral authority whatsoever. None. Your only moral authority that you have is money. That's the only moral authority I can see there with Tim Cook. So complain and go bonkers all you want about bills like this, sir. But until you pull out of countries that imprison, torture, and kill homosexuals, and you say you're all about anti-discrimination and for equality, and you do business there, man, morally bankrupt in that case. This is Steve Noble. Back to this list when we come back right after this.
Revelation 19. Yeah, heaven's open, behold a white horse, amazing the view. The one sitting on the horse called faithful and true. He judges and makes war, the reign of Messiah. His eyes flames.
Well, back at Steve Noble, welcome back here on Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you. Pretty cool today, our largest Facebook audience ever. So I appreciate all you out there. Hami, my friend, I've got a friend watching. This is so crazy. I've got a friend watching right now. Hami, are you still in northern Iraq? He is, yeah. Is that crazy? Steve, why do you have a friend in northern Iraq? Well, that's a story for another day. But Hami's out there. Tell Mo I said hello. That's totally awesome. So cool. Tell Mo to tune in. That way, this is crazy. They're halfway around the world. Anyway, a lot of people on Facebook, thank you so much for all you folks on Facebook. Of course, you out there in the radio land, whether you're listening on Truth Radio or maybe our affiliate down in out in Nashville, Tennessee, or down WTIS, an awesome affiliate. Great people down in Tampa and out in Wichita, Kansas. We have some great affiliates out there and up in Michigan and a few other places. So excited about that, and pray for us as hopefully the show will begin to grow again. We went through some transition stuff with the last syndication company, so we're excited about the future. I'll tell you more about that later, but back to this list. Okay, I'm looking at this letter that was sent by the Human Rights Campaign and Equality NC, the number one homosexual advocacy group here in North Carolina, where I live, to the governor. Okay, so I'm just going through the list of companies on here. Levi Strauss, Barnes & Noble, Kellogg, Northrop Grumman, Apple, GE, Pfizer, LinkedIn, Hyatt Hotels, Dropbox, Citibank, Reddit, YouTube, Herbalife, Uber, Tumblr, Intel. I'm reading you maybe 20% of the list. Okay, maybe 20%. Google Ventures, Yahoo, Bank of America, Orbitz, Hilton, Reddit, American Airlines, Google, Whole Foods Market, Cisco Systems, IBM Corporation, PayPal, Starbucks, Pinterest, Microsoft, Marriott International, Yelp, Wells Fargo & Company, Hewlett-Packard, eBay, Pandora, and Facebook. Those are the kind of companies that are threatening North Carolina. They're out there. The scary thing about that is these are the companies, many of them the high-tech firms, that are guiding the future of not only this country, but the entire worldwide culture, because like Facebook's up over a billion users now. 70% of all adults in America are on Facebook. There's massive influence on Facebook and all these other platforms, massive influence. And so they're guiding, plus the government guiding, the direction of the culture. And on Facebook, listen, I've tried to get kicked off Facebook many times. I know some other people that have gotten kicked off Facebook because if you start talking about certain things, you can get trouble there. So the thought police, forget the First Amendment, that stuff starts to go away fast. But this is the future of America right here. These companies throwing their weight around, and just like Tim Cook's willing to go to Iran, Saudi Arabia and make money, even though they totally, that's the worst place on the planet to be a homosexual. Tim Cook, head of Apple, is a homosexual, and they decry all these laws that are just trying to protect religious freedom. And in the case of our law in North Carolina, just trying to mostly protect young women, 30 million girls in America, 14 and under. You don't loosen the bathroom rules. That's insanity. It's just insane. It's no common sense. It's reckless. It's insanity. But insanity goes right along with this type of worldview. And so that's why they can, like PayPal, they can say, we're not going to do business in North Carolina, but we will do business in communist Cuba. That's the strength of the worship of this God of this age, the prince of the air, as the Bible would call it. And we know who he is, and he's got a name. It's not Obama. It's not Donald Trump. It's Satan himself, okay? That's what's out there. Now, check this out. Now, let me read this. This is really good. My buddy Dan Forrest, he's out of the country for a couple weeks, but he's going to come back on when he gets back, and we'll talk all through what's going on here. Here's what he has to say with response to PayPal. This is one of the reasons I love my buddy Dan Forrest here. Quote, if our action in keeping men out of women's bathrooms and showers protected the life of just one child or one woman from being molested or assaulted, then it was worth it. And I say to that, amen. North Carolina will never put a price tag on the value of our children. They are precious and priceless. If a corporation wanting to do business in North Carolina does not see the worth of our children in the same light, then I wish them well as they do business somewhere else. That's our lieutenant governor saying, take a flying leap to PayPal, because PayPal and all these other folks are putting all the emphasis on the 700,000 transgendered people dealing with that issue around the country. Some portion of them live here in America. By the way, I know 700,000 is a big number, but compared to 322 million, which is the population of the country, it's 0.2%. 0.2%. If you went to government school like I did, that's 0.002. 0.2%. Is that right? Or is it 0.0002? See, it's my government education. I'm sorry. Anyway, it's 0.2%. The bigger issue, of course, 30 million girls, 14 and under, 157 million females in America across the board, and opening the door to roughly 850,000 sexual predators that we know of who are registered, plus all the ones that aren't. I'm gonna fall on the side of protecting the young girls way more than I'm going to have, as much as I care about, and people will say, no, you don't care. Yes, I do. I care about the plight of people that are struggling with their, and see, even say struggling with their gender. You're a hater just for saying that. So the question is, you can't change how people perceive your truth, the truth that we get from Scripture. You can't change that. What you can change is how you deliver the truth, which is why I try to remind you, and I remind myself every day, because I really struggle with this. I am the pot calling the kettle black. If I'm telling you, you need to chill out and how you approach the culture and how we communicate, and people like to say, hey, we know what you're against, we don't know what you're for. There is some validity to that, okay? But just remember, this one sermon I've listened to a bunch of times now, Tim Keller, says the following. If you're all truth and no grace, you're a bully. If you're all grace and no truth, you're a coward. But Jesus, John chapter 1, verse 14, full of both grace and truth. And isn't it interesting how grace comes first? Pretty fascinating there. Okay, so the state of the nation, which takes me over to this Quinnipiac University poll. Okay, these are pretty thorough. How many people did they do? This is March 16th to the 21st. Quinnipiac University surveyed 1,451 voters nationwide with a margin of error of plus or minus 2.6 percentage points. So check this out. This is the state of our nation. The question that we'll get to in the last segment is, what do we do about it? There is a deep well of dissatisfaction among American voters who say the U.S. has lost its identity, that they are falling behind financially, that their beliefs and values are under attack, and that public officials don't care what they think, according to a Quinnipiac University national poll released today. Now, here's what you may be thinking, is that the people that are saying this, lost its identity, falling behind financially, beliefs and values are under attack, well, obviously they just polled a bunch of conservatives, right? Nope. They polled both sides of the aisle. That's what makes this so interesting. A total of 57% of all voters strongly agree or somewhat agree with the statement America has lost its identity. Among all Republicans, 79% agree, while only 36% of Democrats agree. The highest level of agreement is expressed by GOP supporters of Donald Trump as 85% agree, the independent Quinnipiac University poll finds. Among all American voters, 57% agree with the statement, I'm falling further and further behind economically. The pattern continues at 62% of all voters, including 85% of all Republicans, and 40% of Democrats agree that their beliefs and values are under attack. Isn't that interesting? 85% of Republicans say, my beliefs are under attack. Yet 40% of Democrats say the same thing. My beliefs are under attack. 91% of Trump backers agree, the highest of any candidate. So I'm going to go through this. I'm going to go to the actual questions and the results because this is very interesting. Okay? Very interesting. Now Muhammad's on. Muhammad and Hami, my friends from Northern Iraq. Muhammad, you rock, bro. Can't wait to see you again. America has lost its identity. Okay, that's the statement. Check this out. America has lost its identity. Cruz voters strongly agree, somewhat agree, about 80%. Kasich, about 60%. Trump, 85%. Strongly agree that America has lost its identity. Let's go over to Clinton and Sanders. For Clinton, only 28%. And for Sanders, 29, 39, 45%. So more of Sanders voters agree that America has lost its identity, which is why they're Sanders voters, because that takes you to some other questions here. So look at this. People that Hillary's voters, most of them are saying, no, we haven't lost our identity. Why do they say that? Because their definition of their America is exactly where we are and where we're headed. So they don't think we've lost our identity. They think things are getting better. Isn't that, think on that for a minute. People that support Hillary Clinton, only 28% of them say America has lost its identity. They like where it's going. Interesting and scary. Here's another one. This is really interesting. The old ways of doing things no longer works and we need radical change. About 60% of Cruz voters agree with that statement. 54% of Kasich voters, 93% of Trump voters agree with that. Now let's go to the Democrat side. The old way of doing things no longer works and we need radical change. 45% of Clinton voters, 80% of Sanders voters. Why? Because it isn't far enough gone for them. So they need some more radical change. This is even more interesting when you get to a question like this. America needs a powerful political leader that will save us from the problems we face. Now, there's a lot of spiritual fruit in that statement. Some more from this poll, and then what do we do with all this? Where do we go in this land that's forgotten its base and hates us? We'll talk about that when we come back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Thank you so much for your time. It's a huge blessing to me, and I get, you know, perhaps you and I will meet one day. Hopefully we'll meet in heaven if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And then we do get a chance every once in a while to meet, whether it be here in Raleigh, North Carolina, where I live, or in some of the other markets where we're on the radio, or Facebook and stuff. On Facebook, by the way, now it's a little easier to kind of meet because there's, you know, a bunch of people, almost 200 people watching me on Facebook right now, watching the show, interacting that way. They're putting up comments and stuff. And that's really cool that we can do that on Facebook, and that might be an easier way for you to engage the show. And plus, we talk. The show is actually longer on Facebook than it is on the radio because while you're listening to commercials on the radio, we're talking on Facebook. I'm sharing things on Facebook that I'm not putting out during the show. And so it's really a neat opportunity to kind of connect that way. The Facebook page, facebook.com/C2A Radio. You can get all those links on our homepage at the website, which I hope you go visit. I'm gonna be trying to, we need to raise some money this summer to help the ministry. I need to hire a right hand because I'm at the end of my bandwidth and I want to get more content and more things up there. I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off. And so, but I'll tell you about those opportunities. Go ahead and put on your calendar. I'm pretty sure we're going to do this. Thursday, June 30th here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Looks like we're going to do it at Raleigh First Assembly, an incredible church, incredible friends of mine. Pastor Chad Harvey, for many of you listening on the Truth Radio Network, he's on Monday through Friday on Truth Radio at 10:30 in the morning. Incredible preacher. He was with us last week when we did our prayer vigil outside the governor's mansion. And so we're going to do that night. Matt Papa, who's some of his music you've been hearing here on the show. Incredible praise and worship. Two or three incredible testimonies, like mind-boggling testimonies. And then my slightly older brother from another mother, the Bishop Patrick L. Wooden Sr., my co-host on Black and White Day. I'm going to do an on-stage interview with Patrick. Last year, we did an on-stage interview with Ann Graham Lotz. This year, we're going to do with Patrick. It's a great opportunity for you to come out to be blessed. My goal, I have a few goals that night. Number one, first and foremost, glorify God. Number two, help you go back to the cross, help you go back to revisit your own testimony, your own story of how you came to know the Lord. Perhaps that night, you would actually come to know the Lord for the first time in your life, and we would want you there. Man. One of the greatest blessings of my life ever is to be around anybody finally it's just like, oh, yeah, Jesus, please save me. And you put all your faith, all your eggs come out of your basket, and they all go into his. And he's your way. You can't do it on your own. And so there'll be some people there like that. But an incredible night of praise and worship. The music will be totally off the hook. The number one comment I've heard the last 2 years when we've done this is, I've never experienced anything like this, and I wish Sundays were more like this. Because we're praising and worshiping, you're going to hear people glorifying God. You're going to hear incredible stories. One story, I'll just tell you this. Walt Heyer has been on, since we're talking about all this gender stuff today. A gentleman named Walt Heyer, he's in his 70s now, lives out in Arizona, and he was on the show probably about a year ago. And Walt Heyer started dealing with the transgender issue in his life when he was four, and fought it for decades. Went through the operations, breast implant, breast removal, beneath the belt, all these physical things, and lost jobs, lost his first marriage, up and down, you know, eventually found a solid relationship with Jesus, and finally was able to get in with a small group of believers that walked with him for years through his ups and downs, man by day, woman by night, unbelievable. I mean, but he's married again, and just an incredible story, incredible voice of sanity in this crazy world we live in. And Walt Heyer will be one of the people sharing his stories that night. Very dramatic, not super long drawn out, because we only have like 2 hours. So we have music and praise and worship and prayer and testimony, my interview with Patrick Wooden, and we'll be talking about Black Lives Matter and racial issues and stuff like that. It's going to be a really powerful night. So just go ahead and put it on your calendar. Make sure you go to the website, c2atoday.com. Get on the email list there, which we just sent out an email each day telling you what's going to be on the show. Connect on Facebook. I'll put all that information out. That'll be a Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m., Thursday, June 30th. Called to Worship is the name of an event. And yes, one of our goals is to raise some money, but I'll explain all that and tell you what the goal is. We don't need a ton of money on this in this ministry. Praise the Lord, because I have like 15 other jobs, it feels like. So God provides, but we're going to be doing that then. So let me go back to this thing in this Quinnipiac poll, and we'll finish up with this. Some of these questions are really shocking, these statements. I feel as though my beliefs and values are under attack in America these days. I'll put the link up to the whole poll on C2AToday.com when I get off the air. I feel as though my beliefs and values are under attack in America these days. Cruz voters, like about 90%. Kasich voters, 74%. Trump voters, in the mid-90s, okay? Now you go over here, Clinton voters, I feel as though my beliefs and values are under attack in America today, only 30%. Most of them are like, no, not at all. Why? Because America's going their way. It's going their way. Listen to this. Now, this is scary. This is eye-opening. Here's the statement, Quinnipiac poll. The government has gone too far in assisting minority groups. Cruz, this is eye-opening. The government has gone too far in assisting minority groups. Cruz, strongly agree, somewhat agree, 76%. Kasich, 49%. Trump, 80%. The government has gone too far in assisting minority groups. Now switch over to Clinton and Sanders. Clinton, the government's gone too far in assisting minority groups. Only 15% agree with that. And only 19% of Sanders. So they're averaging about 16%. The top three Republican candidates are coming in around 70 to 75%. The government has gone too far in assisting minority groups. I'm not going to unpack that except to say that's a huge part of the divide. This racial perception, what's good, what's bad. Who are we helping? Who are we not helping? Who should we try to help? Who should we not bother? Who should we say, you need to take care of yourself? I'm just explaining to you, this is just showing you how deep the divide is in this nation. The question for us as Christians is, what can bridge the gap? There's an answer to that. My candidate is leading a movement, not just a campaign. Trump's people, of course, 90%. Sanders' people, 80%. Leading a movement, not just a campaign. People want a movement. Why? Public officials don't care much about what people like me think. The old way of doing things no longer works. These are some of the questions on the Quinnipiac poll. Then check this one out. This is really eye-opening. America needs a powerful political leader that will save us from the problems we face. Cruz's people, 80%. Kasich's people, 80%. Trump's people, 96%. A powerful political leader that will save us from the problems we face. Clinton Sanders. Clinton, her voters, 80%. Sanders, 85%. We need a powerful political leader that will save us from the problems we are facing. Now, what does that tell you about human nature? Here's what it tells me. And we see this in the pages of Scripture. If you just start in Ecclesiastes, God has placed eternity in the human heart, okay? God has placed eternity in the human heart. We have a longing for Him, for things eternal. And I don't, by the way, based on Romans chapter 1 and the authority of Scripture, you say, hey, I don't believe in God. An atheist says, I don't believe in God. I say, well, I don't believe in you. What do you mean you don't believe in me? I don't believe you're an atheist. Well, of course I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. Yeah, you do. You're just not willing to admit it. You know there's something rather than nothing. Romans chapter 1, God has made himself plain so that no man can deny it, right? Everybody knows his invisible attributes, his eternal power. You see it. You see it in the night sky. You see it in the design of the world. You see it right down to how the human body functions, how the eye functions, the flagellum, wherever you want to go. You see design and purpose everywhere. So people are pre-wired, and because of our sin, we come into this existence with this hole. And so we're looking for somebody to fill the hole. That's why when we're asked, do you want a political leader? One, a political leader to come in and clean it all up. Absolutely. That would be awesome. Listen, back in 2007 and 8, when Obama ran for president, I think he could have been elected the president of the world. He goes to Germany. They don't even know him. But he's this young, energetic. He gets people over some humps because he's darker skinned. And 200,000 people in Germany show up at his rally. 200,000. Who is he? What's he done? Not much. But we're just clamoring for one person to come in and fix it all. Want to know why? Because that's exactly what's going to happen. And so we're clamoring for something. And for those of us that know Jesus as Lord and Savior, we know who the something is. We know why he's needed. We know the reality that we face. We know the future that we hope for. And we know. And that's why, I don't know how it was for you, but it was for myself and my wife, Gina. When we were born again, it's like all of a sudden, I got new eyeballs. My wife said, driving around in Columbus, Ohio, everything looked different. Everything. We went back to Chicago that fall. But that Christmas, I was 28. I'd been around Christmas at church my whole life. It was like I had never heard Christmas carols before. Silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright. And I'm like, babe in a manger? Oh, I get it. Holy moly, I get it. It totally makes sense to me now. Because all of a sudden, the way I was designed, the hole in my heart got filled by my Creator, who showed me his love and his compassion and his mercy. He revealed to me his way for me to get out of my sin, to be forgiven, to be with him forever. And that one person that I wanted to fix it all, including my own life, I finally met him, and his name's Jesus. And so the whole world clamors as I was looking at this Quinnipiac poll going, yep, all these people out here, Trump voters, Cruz voters, Kasich voters, yes, Sanders voters, Clinton's voters, everybody clamoring for something. You know what they're clamoring for? A right relationship with their Creator. Now enter the picture, you and me. We have the good news. For whatever reason, God chose to use us to share the good news with others. Your life has to give witness to your public profession. So we need to be loving, compassionate, caring, quick to listen, slow to anger, slow to speak, willing to get to know people, to share the good news with them in a non-condescending fashion. We have to be a calm place in the storm because our houses are built on the rock and not the sand. And so as things get darker in America, the opportunity for the gospel gets brighter. And that's you, and that's me. And that's a huge responsibility, but it's a glorious one too. And that's the ultimate hope for the nation, for the community, for the state, for your neighbor, for your loved one, or for you. This is Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. God willing, I'll talk to you again tomorrow.